This is KOA Q&A, and I am Ed Green, and our guest this morning is Brian Seibert, who's the Executive Director of Conservation Lands Foundation, which, by the way, is based in Colorado. So, Brian, thanks for being with us this morning.
Happy to join you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Conservation Lands Foundation and a little bit about yourself and what you do for them as Executive Director.
Absolutely. So I'll start with the Conservation Lands Foundation. So we are based in Durango, Colorado. We work across the West, and we work to expand, restore, and protect national conservation lands. Our focus is really on lands that are managed by the Bureau of Land Management that are worthy of protection because they are naturally significant or culturally significant landscapes. And these are places that are still undeveloped that are very much worthy of protection for those purposes. And we do our work by working with local communities through over 60 friends groups across 12 states. So these are local nonprofits that could be based in places such as Dolores, Colorado, on the west slope of Colorado around Paonia. And so we really work through 8 friends here in Colorado. We have 8 friends groups of those 60 that are across 12 states. And they are our connection to local communities. They help build support for these landscapes that deserve protection, these very special places, naturally, culturally significant, and build awareness, support for their protection, as well as partner with the Bureau of Land Management to restore trails, to restore wildlife habitat. So restoration, stewardship being a very important part of our work, too. So we really try to connect with local communities to build that support and connection to these very special places so they remain protected well into the future.
Right. And these national monuments are impacting local economies, values, and traditions across the state, across the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so and as the executive director at the Conservation Lands Foundation, I really focus on our strategy and for how we're engaging in these local communities, how we're working with our friends groups to make that to make all of that a reality that I was just talking about. And yes, you know, the economic value and way of life that these national monuments, protected public lands provide are very, very significant. You know, there's very credible studies that have been done that shows communities that are located next to protected public lands, such as national monuments, whether that's Browns Canyon, Canyon of the Ancients here in Southwest Colorado, or any of the 8 that are here in the state, or in Utah and beyond, the local communities that are located near these protected lands tend to benefit economically. They bring new jobs, they bring new residents who want to enjoy and experience those places. They do bring tourism, which also has a significant boost to the economy. So there's the economic value they provide. There is also the way of life and quality of life that comes with that, which, of course, is tied closely to economic development and growth in these communities. And so these landscapes, open public lands, they're going to remain that way as a national monument. People can get out and enjoy, hike, hunt, fish, camp with their families, learn about the cultural values that are connected to those landscapes, whether that's learning about tribal nations and their connection to these lands, or about settlers that may have passed through at some point in time and left traces of their migration across the West. So very, very rich landscapes that provide a way of life and a real economic value to local communities across the West.
Right. I find all this really fascinating, and this all sort of ties into your Monumental May and Monumental June campaign.
Absolutely. So Monumental May is really about celebrating the values of these national monuments and what they bring to local communities, but also what they bring to us as a nation. We are fortunate to have lands that can be protected and remain the way they are and passed down for future generations, current and future generations, to get out and experience and enjoy. It's a wonderful connection, you know, to the outdoors and a wonderful connection back to our history and culture as a people, as Americans, as Coloradans, as Utahns, you know, all the way across to California. This ties us to the land and to our history and culture as a people and a country.
Right. We're talking to Brian Seibert, who's the Executive Director of Conservation Lands Foundation, by the way, based right here in Colorado in Durango. And this all really sounds well and good, Brian. It sounds just what we want to do. But let's get into the Antiquities Act, which was signed way back in 1906 by Teddy Roosevelt. Secretary Zinke wants to shrink some of the national monuments, and this is going to weaken that Antiquities Act, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. About a year ago, the president and the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, started looking at 27 national monuments from the East Coast all the way across the western United States that they would either reduce in size dramatically or open up to oil and gas drilling and open pit mining. And where they landed initially is that they, back in December of last year, signed an executive order that dramatically shrunk Bears Ears, reduced it by over 80%, and then also cut the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in half. We believe that is an illegal use of the Antiquities Act. There is very credible legal analysis that has been done that shows that the president can use the Antiquities Act to designate a national monument, expand a national monument. They cannot use the Antiquities Act to reduce the size of a national monument. That authority is retained by the Congress, and the Congress is the only governing body that has the constitutional authority to do that and legislative
right.
authority to do that. So we believe this is illegal. We are challenging that with others in court. Five tribal nations are also challenging the Trump administration, and we believe we have a very, very strong case. We'll see how the judge rules, but we do believe, based on very credible legal analysis, that President Trump illegally used the Antiquities Act to basically reduce these two very important national monuments, Bears Ears
right.
and Grand Staircase, all for the purpose of open pit mining and
right.
oil and gas drilling.
Right, and this is going to have a wide-ranging effect because the president actually signed an executive order directing the review of the law and its use of the Antiquities Act. So he's going to look at all of these. So you got to stop him now. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We want it. This is our moment to draw a line in the sand and
right.
say through the courts to the president, this is an illegal action, and you cannot unprotect our protected public lands, which is where our families enjoy connecting with the outdoors and connecting with our history and culture, whether that's through education, hunting, hiking, fishing, all the traditions that we enjoy as Americans, and especially out in the West as Westerners.
Right. And really, attack on one monument is going to be attack on them all, right?
Absolutely. Because once you start unraveling one national monument, you open the door for unraveling others. This is why we, as the Conservation Lands Foundation, as well as others, are drawing a line in the sand, challenging the president's actions in court, and through that, not only protecting Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase National Monument, we are also protecting all national monuments across the country. These are very valuable lands, and our connection as a people, as a country, to the outdoors and our history and culture, and the last thing we want to do is lose that to oil and gas drilling and things like open pit mining.
All right, Brian, I know we have about 60 seconds left, but you're an outdoorsman. What are you, and what can the people of Colorado be looking forward to this summer?
Absolutely. You know, we are blessed to live in a state where we have wonderful public lands. We have 8 national monuments, and I am looking forward to getting out into those national monuments. They are some of the most special places we have here in Colorado, both naturally, culturally, historically. Getting out hiking, fly fishing, and just enjoying being out in the sun and the warmth, experiencing those places with my family. Love the outdoors. So Coloradans should get out and enjoy our public lands, enjoy our national monuments, and let your members of Congress know how you feel about them and that you want to see them remain the way they are. And check out the Conservation Lands Foundation website at conservationlands.org.
Conservationlands.org. That's a great idea. Great that you talked about that. I want to get out right now. And if you haven't seen the sand dunes, if you haven't seen the cliff dwellings, now's the time to go see it because, as you say, they are impactful. It's something you'll never forget, and it's something we should all be doing.
Absolutely.
All right. Brian Seibert, the Executive Director of Conservation Lands Foundation, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Great, thank you.
This is KOA Q&A. I'm Ed Green.